This is HPR episode 2698 entitled XSV for Fast CSV Manipulations, Part 1. It is hosted by BeEasy and is about 31 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is: written in Rust, XSV is my new favorite tool for manipulating CSV files.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio fans. This is BeEasy once again, coming up with another episode. This one is focused around one of my favorite topics, which is the manipulation and handling of structured text and structured data in text format. What does that mean? Basically, messing with CSVs and stuff. So it's a lot of part of what I do with my job, and something that I enjoy doing it, which is weird because who enjoys doing stuff like this? Sometimes it can be really tedious, but it's very important when you have lots of information that it, and that you want to, maybe you're doing a data migration and you're exporting from one database into a flat file and then doing some data munging on it and then importing it into another file. Or maybe you've been given some data and you are supposed to put it into a new system, but it came out of Excel and then there was no rules around how the data was gathered. So it didn't look very good coming out. So that's what this is really about. It's about being able to take stuff like that. And I'm going to be talking about in particular a tool called XSV. Now for a long time, I used a different tool, CSV Cut, and I still do on occasion. It's a Python tool, command line tool that has some functionality that XSV does not, but what XSV does, it does way faster and just as well as CSV Kit. So, in a future episode, I'll go over CSV Kit, and in a future episode as well, I'll go over some of the more advanced features of XSV. But right now I'm going to go over something that I do pretty often. And I'm going to be using the file that is a part of the XSV documentation. So XSV can be found at github.com/burntsushi/XSV. And there is a file as a part of the documentation called worldcitiespop.csv. And I will be from now on calling it, in this episode, world cities population. So that's what it is. It's a file of all these different, cities and what the populations are and where they're located in the world. And so say you get a file like this and you want to know, well, what's the first thing you want to know about it? Well, how big is it? You could go to your command line and type in something like WC-L and you'll get a line count, which is fine. But XSV has its own tool inside of it. So let me get to my data. And I can do a command called either wc-l worldcitiespop.csv, or I can do xsv count worldcitiespop. Now, for reference, my computer that I'm using right now has an Intel Core i7 8700 with 3.2 gigahertz. So it's a beefy machine, 12 cores, but I've run XSV using a lot lower spec hardware, including a ASUS EEE book, and it runs excellently across all those different places. And in this case, this file has 3,173,958 records. Now, when you run WC-L on the same file, you'll get one more number one higher than this, 3173959, and that's including the header. So one thing that XSV does is it takes away the header rows. Now, so if you just do XSV dash dash help, you can see all the different commands and all the different options. So there is, you can see that there are a bunch of different commands, and we're going to focus on just a couple. First one we talked about was count. The next one I want to talk about is, okay, so now I know how many lines are in this file. So we know how long it is, how wide is it? So there's a command called, you could either do something like head-1 in the file name, and that will give you what it looks like, but XSV has its own thing that has some advantages to it. So if I do XSV headers in the name of the file, I get an output with two columns. The first column is the numeric order of the row of the column, and then the next column is the name of that, or the data that represents the name of that column. So in this case, there are seven columns. They are country, city, accent, city, region, population, latitude, and longitude. If I do XSV headers dash dash help, so really nice help in this tool, you can see that there are, it doesn't just do this. You can do a dash J, and that will hide that column index. You can do a dash dash intersect, which is a really useful thing when you're looking at different files. And you can, so with a dash dash intersect, you can say, XSV headers dash dash intersect file number one, file number two, and it will tell you it will give you a list back of all the columns that intersect between these two files. So if there's another file that also has the word country spelled the same way with a capital C, it will show you that that column is duplicated. So this is useful. Sometimes we're working with database data and you have two different tables. And sometimes you'll be able to see where the foreign keys are by using this type of command. And it's just really nice, the output. So there are some common options that you usually have in XSV. One is dash D or dash dash delimiter. That tells you the different types of delimiters that you could have in that file. So if it's a tab delimited file instead of a comma delimited file, you can specify tab instead of comma, or if it's pipe delimited, you can specify that as well. And some of the other commands, they also have a dash O or dash dash output in the file name. So you don't have to redirect the output into a file. You can actually use dash dash output and the file name, and that is another way to get into a file. All right, so what have we done? We've looked at the length of the file, we've looked at the width of the file, but now I'm looking at the names of these columns, and I know that when you're doing data cleaning, you always want to look at data quality issues that you might have, where there might be two different representations of the same information. So someone might have spelled the country wrong, or the city wrong, or the region wrong, and so you might want to be able to see, well, what are the distinct count of all the countries, for instance. XSV makes this really easy. So when you're looking at something like that, if you see, it's not the case in this file, but if say that the word United States was all the way spelled out, and there are two different records in here, one with United States with a capital U and a capital S, and another one with a capital U and a lowercase s. So when you run this command, you would see two different records, one with 3 million and one with 100,000, and you'd say, oh, look, it looks like 100,000 of the records should have the same value as that one that other one that has 3 million. So something that you can go back to your data cleaning and clean up, and then get the output and resume your data cleaning. Something I do, I just got to tell you, I do it way too often. So if you're not into that kind of stuff, you're probably pulling your hair out when you hear it, but something that is really useful, and I enjoy doing it. But let's get back to it. So if I go XSV, frequency is the name of the command. And if I do dash S, which means select, and then country, which is the name of the com that I want to look for distinct characters for. Then the name of the file, World Cities Pop. It'll give me a list of all of the values of country. So there are three in the output. There are three columns, each delimited by a comma. Most of the time when you're dealing with XSV, the output of the command is a CSV file or a CSV object in standard in or standard out. And you can either put that into a file or you could pipe that into another command. So in this case, we have three columns. The columns are field, value, and count. And since I'm only looking at country, I only see in the field column, I only see country. In the value, I see all the different values that we have for country. And then there's a count. Now, you can see that there are 10 in this list. By default, it limits the output of frequency to 10 records. To do a different amount of the frequency, you can use dash dash limit at the, after the entire command, and you can put 3. So now I only want to see 3. I think you can do dash dash all. Am I right? No, not dash dash all. You can do dash dash limit 100 if you want to, and it gives me the 100 top 100 countries based on the count, the frequency count. Let's go to frequency help. So yeah, so there is a limit. You can set the limit to 0 to disable the limit. So if I want to see everything, I do dash dash limit 0, and it brings me all of the countries, and I can see that there are 4 5 countries that only have one record. So if I was doing a data cleanup, I'd look at that and worry that there was a data entry problem right there, because why would these only have one record each when there are 3.1 million records? It's probably accurate, but in this example, but you something that you want to check. So now I've looked at the frequency. I've looked at, and I can do some cleanup. So sometimes you might want to just take this file and take some of the data out of it and not all of it. So let's say I just want the country, or say I don't care about the longitude and latitude in this file. There's a command called XSV select, and that will let you to choose columns. If you go to XSV select dot dash dash help, you'll see that there are different ways you can select information, different columns. You can either do it by the column name. So XSV select name 1, comma name 2, comma name 3, and that will make sure that will match those column names and output them to standard out. You can do the column numbers starting with the number 1. So you can say if I want the first column and the fourth column, select XSV select 1, comma 4. If I want the first 4 columns, I can say XSV select 1-4. Or if you can use the column name. So in this example, I could say country dash population. And that will give me all the columns between and including the country and the population column. So what we wanted to do in my example is another example where you can either do you can use the exclamation point. And when you use something like an exclamation point, you want to put your select in, you want to put it inside of single quotes. So I'm going to do XSV select dash not, so the exclamation point means not. So not, longitude, comma, latitude. World cities, and now I'll get everything except for those last two columns. So that's very useful. You can also go, I want just the last, just the from the third column to the end, so I can do SSV select 3 dash, or from I can either and nothing after the dash. I can also go region dash and just go from region to the end. So lots of different options you can use this for. It's really nice interface. So I recommend if you are interested in this type of thing, definitely checking out all the things that XSV has in store. So now we've gone over a couple different use cases. One thing that is important to know that it does have this ability to do an index. And when you run XSV index, it's going to output a binary file that stores a bunch of the information about all the data in the original file. So it makes things like the frequency and another command that we're about to talk about next called stats happen a lot faster. So if this is a command that if you're going to do multiple things on this one file, you probably want to run, and it's really big. So I would put big over, well, it depends on your hardware, but I would put big over a million records. You might want to run index first to make it every time that you run frequency, for instance, it goes faster, or stats, which is the one we're going to talk about next, to make them go faster. With stats, you can get all types of statistical, well, not all types of, but you can get some statistical information about the world cities pop.csv file. And by default, let's just go dash s help on it. You can, it gives you for all the columns that you have selected. So you can even say dash s and then just indicate individual columns. And if you don't, it'll do every column. But it looks at the mean, max, min, and standard deviation for all of the for all the columns. If you want to look at more, there is a dash dash everything command that gives you a lot more information. And these are the following things are the items that you can see in that dash dash everything. You can see the mode, which is the most common value, the cardinality, which is how many that most common value is, or how many different items there are, distinct count. There's a median, and so you can, to get those individual items instead of getting everything, you can do just dash dash mode, dash dash cardinality, dash dash median. It'll give you just those items. If you do dash dash everything, it'll give you all those. If you're going to use a big file, you do want to put the index down first. Using mode, according to the documentation, using mode, cardinality, and median by themselves will hold the CSV in memory. So if that's a limit that you might have, so check that part out. There's another option called dash J or dash dash jobs. By default, it'll use all of your CPUs to run the calculations, but you can specify how many CPUs to use. But let's just try an example. So I only want to look at, for instance, this. Let's just do dash dash. First, let's do XSV index world cities pop just to get the index file down, and then we are going to go stats dash dash everything, and then you'll see the output of that. Oh, let's run it. There it is. And it's kind of a jumbled mess to look at it when it first comes out, because they're common to limited and some of the values are blank, so it's kind of hard to look at. There are two formatting things you can do to the output of XSV that help it. One of them is called table, and sometimes if you have a low number of columns or a really big screen, table is a good idea. So it'll put a columnar format for the output where there's equal spacing between each item. So let's try that. XSV stats, everything, worldcities.pop, and we're just going to pipe that right into XSV table. And the output of that, is a nice, a pretty formatted list of all the data that we're talking about. So you can see there's a field column and there's a type. And then there's sum, min, max, min, length, max length. So for these, for the ones that are type text, or as they call it, type Unicode, it'll give you the min length and the max length. And then it won't give you a mean standard deviation for any of those because it doesn't make sense, but it does give you a mode and a cardinality for the text type values. If you have integer or floats, you can see that you'll have a min, max, mean, standard deviation, median, mode, cardinality. So it's really nice. When you have a lot of these items, it really is kind of hard to see everything when you're using the dash, the XSV table. So another option you can do is instead of piping it into table, we can pipe it into flatten. And what flatten does is it moves all of the items that are in a column. And you can do this on the file, the original file itself, or if you could run a head command and then pipe head into XSV flatten, just so you can get a smattering of what the data looks like in a format that is easier to look at in the terminal. And so what it does is instead of it being every record in a row and all the data for every row in columns, it puts every record in a block separated by a line that just has a pound sign or hashtag on it. And every field is on its own line. So for instance, when I run that command, XSV, when I run flatten on the stats, everything command, the first block has, and every block is going to have the same fields. It's going to say, in this case, field type, sum, min, max, min length, max length, mean, median, all that stuff. And then it has a pound and then repeats it and then pound and repeats it and pound for every record. And so the first time I'm looking at the field is country and it has all the information. The second block, I'm looking at the field of city. The third block, I'm looking at the field of accent city and so on. So very nice way to output the information. So now I've done some things where I've looked at some of the statistics around the file. There might be some other manipulations I want to do with it. So one thing that we did is we selected. Another thing we might want to do is we might want to sort. So let's look at different ways you can sort. So XSV sort is that command, and you can do sort dash S and specify the column that you want. But let's look at the help just so we can get a more thorough view. So like I said, you can do dash S and then the column name or the multiple column names. You can do dash capital N to do a numerical value sort. So for people who are not familiar with this concept, if you sort a string and the string are numeric looking and you have the numbers 1, 2, 3, and 21, it's going to put 21 right next to 2 because the way string sorts work is going to keep the 2s together and it's going to put the 3s together. But if you do a dash capital N, it will do what you expect it to do, which is put 1, 2, 3, 21. The dash capital R option will allow you to do a reverse sort. And so in this case, we have this file. Let's say we have our frequency. So let's go back to our frequency command. So we have frequency dash S world cities. And right now we are sorting it by, it by default, it sorts it by the value. So let's do dash dash limit 25. Oh, that's the dash dash limit 0 and then pipe that into XSV sort. So we know that in the frequency command, we have field value and count as the field names. So let's go dash dash S value. And now we are going to sort by the country name instead of sorting it by the max count. And so when I do that, I get an output of a CSV file looking format that starts, the first record is country, comma, AD, comma, 92. If I did it without that, it will put the one with the highest actual count of a frequency in there, which I don't remember what it was. Let me take that off. Which is CN, which is China. Okay, makes sense. So sort is very useful. Another thing you might want to do instead of sorting is you might want to search. So search is something that you might want to say, let me just find all the countries that begin with the letter U. In which case, you would use XSV search dash dash S country. And then inside of single quotes, you would put your regular expression. In this place, and I know it's only two characters for this field, so I do U dot, and the dot means any character. And then the rest. So you'll see that I will get all the ones that start with US, with U. So there's UY, UZ, US. Another one that you could do is say, I want to look at all of the cities with the name, with the word woods in it. And so I do XSV search dash S city, and then inside of single quotes dot asterisk, which means any characters, any amount of times, woods, and then dot asterisk at the end. So it'll find any time the word woods is anywhere in there. And I run that, and I can see that there's a bunch of records in the US and then some in Canada. Looks like a couple in Barbados where there's the word woods in the file under the city column. So we've looked at, so now we've looked at how search works. And like I said, all these things can pipe right into each other. So say you want to first search for all the ones that have the word woods in it, and then you want to do a frequency count of just those. Well, now you have your way of doing that. You run your search first, pipe that into XSV frequency, and then you can put that into another file if you want to. So you can see how these, how one, the UN's philosophy and the way you use a pipe to redirect things really works well, and how XSV really does well with that type of those type of operations. So it looks like we're already getting close to a half hour here. So I think we're going to call it there. But actually, there's one other command that's before we completely call it. Let's look at the slice command, which is another way. So one way that we just did a search for was by looking for a specific words in somewhere in the file. But if we want to just do specific lines in the file, you can do that with the slice command. So let's look at slice dash is help. So slice works in a couple different ways. So you have the dash S start, dash E end, dash L length, and dash I index. So what those items are, so say I only want a single record, I would go, I would use dash I. So dash I means index. So if I only want the 1,872nd record, I would do dash I and then that number. Why would you want that? I don't know. I guess it's useful for some situation. But say you have a file that's already in the good order, or you just did some manipulations to put this file in the right order, and you want a specific section of the information, using slice is going to be a lot faster than using search, because you're not doing any regex or anything. You're just looking up the index. If you run the index command on the file first, it becomes instantaneous to find these files and any of the slices. So with dash S, you can do, that's where you start. So say I want records starting at number 1 million, I do dash S 1 million. And if I wanted exactly 50 from 1 million, I would use dash L 50. But if I wanted to, so you can use dash L instead of dash N, instead of dash E, to specify the amount of records. If I wanted from 1 million to 1,572,000, I could put dash S 1 million dash S dash E, excuse me, that second number. So dash E will tell you the end of the range of your slice. Dash S tells you the beginning. And instead of using dash E, you can specify the number of records that you want. There's also, you can also do, if you leave dash E or dash L off, it'll do from that record to the end. So that's another option. So say you don't want, for whatever reason, the first 1 million records. We'll do that one really fast. So let's just do XSV slice world cities CSV from let's go 3 million. Let's see how many zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So if I just want the last, everyone after 3 million, I get all those records after 3 million. If I want all the 3 million, the ones after 3 million, and then just the first 10 from 3 million 1 to 3 million 10, I can just do that, and it gives me those 10 records. The thing that's really great about XSV is that you don't ever have to worry about where the header is. The header is always there. So it always returns the header in your output. All right. So like I said, we're at a half hour now. I think we're going to call it. But leave me comments on Hacker Public Radio's site. If you have any questions, I want to have some show notes that's going to give some of the basic information, but most of this is pulled directly out of the documentation off of GitHub. So definitely check that out. The links for both the file that I'm working with and the repository where you find XSV itself, where and you can find binaries of it, are in the show notes. So please check it out. And as always, Hacker Public Radio fans, keep hacking.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.